Hi.
So refreshing.
We're doing LaCroix. This is a lunchtime mini episode that we're doing.
Rosé in the middle of the day is frowned upon.
It's for summer only.
True. Welcome back to Purdue, She Wrote.
I am Sunshine Lamontree.
And I'm Dana LaCoco.
And we have missed you.
We've totally missed you. It's been a while.
Yeah, we're sorry.
We are deeply sorry that we have not been keeping up with the latest and greatest in cozy cat mysteries.
We have these pesky things called day jobs.
If only we could get paid a living wage to make cat podcasts.
Can you imagine if we were full-time cat podcasters?
It would be a dream come true.
What a glorious existence.
Truly. unfortunately, we do not have these sponsorships to do that. So things like day jobs and moving and vacations and holidays have somewhat gotten in the way of our usual episode schedule. We are trying very hard to get back on track. Oh, yeah. Also, we should talk about I think our first cozy cat failure.
We started a book. We were going to talk about it.
It had so much potential.
It was, you know what? The crazy thing is, it wasn't badly written.
No, it was not.
It wasn't Murder at the Art Gallery.
Right. Might have been written by a neural network.
Really might have.
Sadly, this book, The Case of Jack the Nipper, we thought was going to be great. We've been saying, you know, we've had regular dude murderers. We've had a couple of strong female murderers. Are we going to get a cat murderer? And it looks like this might have been the book, although in all likelihood it was a dog murderer.
Yeah.
But it starred a talking cat and a talking dog doing sort of a Sherlock and Watson thing, solving mysteries in Victorian England. And I know that sounds so good on paper, but like, good gracious, this book was so boring.
Yeah, so the thing is, it was written as though it was a Victorian novel.
Yes. Extremely Dickensian. Yes. Like get paid by the word.
Yeah.
Somehow drag this out for 400 pages.
It was 5 million pages of cheerio, old chap.
Jolly good. It had so much potential to be delightful, but it also, I mean, for starring two talking animals.
It was unclear, like, how their relationship with their owners worked.
Right.
Because it wasn't like a Redwall kind of thing where it's like a world of animals.
Yeah.
It was like these two pets.
Right. Who had a human owner who could seemingly understand them.
Yeah.
But also, because they were pets, they lived like a pretty normal day-to-day pet life, which is to say they like slept and ate for most of the day, which does not make for compelling fiction,
no.
Sadly. So, Curious Case of Jack the Nipper.
We made it about a third of the way through, I would say. Like, I think I read 150 pages.
And then there was still 300 more to
go. I know. I was like, I can't.
No.
I can't.
Charming idea, a little shaky on the execution. But if you know of any cozy cat mysteries that do involve talking cats, like,
or that has like a cat murderer,
yeah, like a criminal mastermind cat,
yeah,
send those our way.
Yes, please.
We will read them.
We are curious.
Yes,
we're trying to cover all cozy mystery corners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, still holding out for the book with the cat mastermind.
Now, though, we are reading Curiosity Thrilled the Cat. It's a magical cat's mystery book.
Yes, and this one is by Sophie Kelly, which she's been recommended by you guys, our wonderful listeners.
Yep.
So it's been a good read.
So far.
Yeah,
I've really enjoyed it.
I think we're getting back into our stride.
Yeah.
We had a couple of missteps with Murder at the Art Gallery and Grandpa Charlie's extremely gentle, quiet mystery, and
so
then
soft.
Jack the Nipper. But yeah, magical cats.
Yeah,
Curiosity Thrilled the Cat has it's shaping up to be pretty good.
So. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that in a full episode next time. We thought we would use this mini episode just to update you and also maybe to talk about what we'll read after.
Yes.
Curiosity Thrilled the Cat.
We have four potential books.
It all started on Amazon.
Yes. Thank you, Amazon. So let's see. Book one. If we're currently reading Curiosity Thrilled the Cat, there's also Curiosity Killed the Cat.
Right.
Cozy Conundrums, book one. This one is pretty much in our wheelhouse. We've got witches. We've got a cat that is a former warlock.
Yeah. I wonder if that is actually relevant to the story. Yes. Unlike
Murder at the Art Gallery, where it's in manner that
he was a reincarnated detective, but who cares? It has absolutely no bearing on the story.
He made a really beefy cat. Very masculine cat.
Muscular.
So we've got that. Our another option, we've got Ghostly Paws. The Mystic Match Cozy Mystery Series, book one.
It says it's a USA Today bestseller.
And this one features the ghost of a librarian instead of our heroine being a librarian. She's simply haunted by one.
Right. She's a crime journalist who sees ghosts. I wonder if Bruce Willis is in this book.
If we read this, I'm just going to imagine that the protagonist is actually Bruce Willis.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
The lady version of Bruce Willis.
Not even a lady.
Oh, just Bruce.
Just Bruce Willis.
Just Bruce.
Yep, just Bruce.
I love it.
Just like the Sixth Sense.
I love that the town in this one is called Mystic Notch.
It's a good name.
Nestled in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. That sounds fairly cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also sounds like there could be some spookiness going on there.
It could be. Yeah.
We've got our third option.
Yeah, what do we have?
Double Booked for Death.
So this one I thought was interesting. We have another inheritance story. Mm-hmm. It's Darla inherits her great aunt Dee's Brooklyn bookstore and her great aunt's cat.
Yeah.
So a little bit of, what was it? Was it The Cats That Surf the Web?
Cats That Surf the Web.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Catherine Cat Scandal. But now this is taking place in crime-infested New York.
Right. How is that cozy? I'm curious.
Very curious.
Yeah. Maybe it's just the cozy world of this bookstore.
Perhaps.
In Brooklyn.
Yes.
But we have another author death.
Oh, that's right.
In this one. Yeah. She has to solve the death of an author.
Hmm.
Curious.
Very much.
Hmm.
And then we have a final option. Fool's Moon from the Tarot Cats mystery series. Again, hearkening back to our mortal nemesis of a book, Murder at the Art Gallery, mm-hmm. we will see if the facts that the cats and the heroine could read tarot cards, we'll see if that's relevant at all. Because,
right.
You know, Mandy, our...
We've been let down before.
Our New Jersey housewife who read tarot cards that... I don't know, happened once.
Yeah.
Didn't solve the mystery. I don't know. But this one takes place in Florida. The cover art is very charming. It definitely looks like they just illustrated the house from the Golden Girls, but added cats in front of it.
Yes. They're, like, gazing into a koi pond.
Yes.
And there's a mosaic of a tarot card on the bottom of the koi pond.
It kind of looks that way. But it does seem like the tarot cards play a big part in this, so...
It does also seem like the cats read the tarot cards.
I hope they
do. In the description it says she has Aphelia and Brandon.
Brandon is a really good name for a cat.
Sibling black cats with a talent for tarot and a feisty pit bull friend who all lend a paw in collaring the culprit. Before Ruby finds herself taking her final cat nap, I just have to say, the cat puns in that sentence alone.
Yes.
Very enticing.
I would say so. So we are going to post the Amazon links to those as mm-hmm. well as do a poll. So, go on to our Purdish Hero at Facebook page and vote. We want to know what we should read next.
We should put it on Twitter, too.
We will also do that.
Yeah, we'll put it.
I'm still mostly unclear on how Twitter works. We'll try our best to update all of our social channels.
Yeah, we will. That's
Yeah.
That's where we stand right now.
So thank you again for listening and being patient with us.
Yes.
We hope to have a full episode up within the next couple of weeks. Again, provided our day jobs do not hinder us from getting back into a regular recording schedule.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
As we said, go find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go check out our webpage, PerterSheWrote.com.
And if you haven't already, give us a subscription on iTunes.
Yes,
or
please.
Whatever platform you listen to podcasts.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
That would be awesome.
All right, kittens.
See you soon.
See ya. Bye.